U.S. and China are the world's largest emitters of greenhouse gases. That can add up to a lot of smog, and environmentalists say a warming planet. Climate change was a hot item in meetings this week in Beijing between Barack Obama and Hu Jintao.
The two sides reached broad, important agreement. The talks were candid, constructive, and very fruitful.
Environmental analysts now expect the U.S. to offer emissions reduction targets at next month's climate summit in Copenhagen, if China will do the same.
Our aim there, in support of what Prime Minister Rasmussen of Denmark is trying to achieve, is not a partial accord or a political declaration, but rather an accord that covers all of the issues in the negotiations and one that has immediate operational effect.
China and the U.S. also signed agreements on renewable energy, energy efficiency, cleaner uses of coal, and the promotion of electric vehicles. Climate change analyst and blogger Jake Smith says it's welcome news, since both countries have balked at setting emissions goals.
I think it's meaningful because every time you have world leaders, and these are critical world leaders, talking about global warming on a regular basis, that's improvement. But also, I think they signaled clear steps that the two sides are going to take to deal with this issue, and that's positive.
Smith sees subtle shifts in the way China is talking about the planet.
China is starting to see how it's viewed in the world as an important kind of future of its identity, and I think that has some impact. And since the world is so focused on global warming and all the world leaders now are talking about it, China doesn't want to be the rogue on this issue.
Environmental analysts say that for the U.S. to have credibility on the world stage, it must pass global warming legislation. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a climate bill calling for a 17% reduction in greenhouse gases by 2020. Similar legislation is underway in the Senate. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.